So I'm with Jim Scully. We're in Ballybottle. We're at Mick and Joe Connell's farm. How you doing, Jim?
Thanks, Peter. No better.
Jim, what's outside of being a dairy farmer yourself, what's your actual title?
Well, I suppose I'm secretary of the local milk producers here in North County Dublin for the last number of years.
And recently I was driving down the N1 and I noticed a sign that said local producers, local jobs. Don't get me wrong, Jim, but it's rare for me to see milk producers, you might say advertising or trying to get a message across. What was the whole point, or what's the thinking behind the sign?
Well, that's an initiative that the farmers themselves came up with. It's nothing to do with the industry itself, or the supermarkets or Glanbia or whatever. It's a farmer's own initiative. Just basically, as it says, the local by the consumer, the housewife buying local milk, she's supporting the local economy, local jobs, her husband's job or whatever.
Is there a problem though, Jim, with, I mean, I'm gathering there is a problem with the milk producers that are having to say, listen, we need local support, we need to support your local farmer. Is there a problem? I mean, obviously the supermarkets and the local shops is one thing, but is there an issue with or for the farmers that are having trouble with, for example, is it imports?
Imported milk, yeah. There's at least a quarter of our milk, the liquid milk consumed in the Republic is imported milk from the UK. And this initiative of ours is just to highlight the fact the supermarkets basically import milk because it's cheaper from the north or from England, and then they use that then to drive the price down and increase their own margins. It doesn't be a whole lot of benefit to the consumer, I'd say, long term, because it's like everything else. When the supermarkets have milk producers out of business, they'll increase the price of milk.
And two questions in here. Number one, how does the Mary, the housewife, differentiate between what is imported milk and what's not imported milk? I mean, to me, I go in, I see milk on a shelf, it's milk on a shelf. How do I tell the difference in between the two?
Basically, the labelling, I suppose, we've made a big effort with the labelling. Produced, you might see our milk now is, well, the Avonmore, this area would be the Avonmore Premier brands, and it's basically says produced in the Republic of Ireland, not bottled in the Republic of Ireland, because that's deceptive too. It can be produced in the north and bottled in the south, which would be misleading. So it's basically with the labelling, own label milk that the supermarket itself is usually imported milk. And the supermarket's own labelling is imported.
Okay, and on the other hand, I hear people will turn around to me and they'll say, well, okay, look, the milk is cheaper, I'm buying the cheaper milk. I mean, people have families to feed, things are a little bit, you might say for some, a little bit tight. Half of the people out there don't really mind whether it's cheaper or not, but on the other hand, I think what's going to happen is people turn around and they'll say, well, look, the farmer's getting grants, Peter. They're getting grant aided for producing milk. They're getting grants for their farms. Is that the case? Is it just a case that the farmers are, on another moaning rant? Is that the situation?
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with you. Grants are a myth. A grant is really what for the farmer to improve his yard or to improve his facilities. But sure, the builders, whatever, they're the ones that really benefit from the grants, because they're the ones that done the work. In my opinion, and the opinion of most farmers, is you can keep all your grants and give us a decent price for our product. We don't want any grant from anybody really, as such. If we've got enough for our milk and enough for our beef, we're getting the same price for milk, I suppose, we were 20 years ago.
And what's the farmer getting for a litre of milk now? I mean, a litre of milk costs anything between what, about 1.20 and 2 quid odd. So what does the farmer get per litre at this moment?
At the moment, this moment, he's getting about 29 cent maximum per litre.
How are the guys in the UK doing it cheaper than the guys in the south?
I suppose, I don't know, their cost base is lower. They're not subject to the same inspections or whatever as we are, as such. And mostly they're producing and manufacturing milk. They're producing it all year round. We're specialising in the liquid milk. And their dairies are taking a bigger margin out, I suppose, and the supermarkets are, there's less middlemen involved maybe in the imported milk.
Is there something outside of the consumer? I mean, you've there's 2 points here, and I do agree with you on the look, support your local farmer. And you are supporting local jobs. I mean, it'd be nothing more than a shame to see, Joan Mick's farm kind of closing down because of imports. But outside of that, is there something that the government should or could be doing for the local farmer? Is it a case that the government need to do more?
Well, the only thing I'd like to see the government doing is curtailing the power of the supermarkets in some way. I mean, that's really where we're being crippled, really, I suppose, being hammered, because the supermarkets are all powerful now. They can control both the price and the supply of milk. So we're completely at their mercy. The door-to-door sales is nearly gone by the board, I suppose. There's very little of that. So we're completely dependent on the supermarket. So they're really, our future viability is in their hands, I suppose,
yeah.
At the end of the day.
Quick one, Jim. Whatever happened to the milk bottle? I miss it.
Well, again, the dairies, whatever, it wasn't economically, I suppose, viable to keep returning milk bottles and recycling and washing them and whatever. The modern technology, the carton, the plastic carton and the cardboard carton came in, and I suppose that's made the future. I don't know. Personally, I miss it too. I think the milk tasted better out of the milk bottle, okay, but sure.
And while we're on the subject, you know, a lot of people I talk to who are over 30 years of age will turn around and say to me, look, you know, I remember having to, I still do it to this day, I still shake the milk when I take it out of the fridge.
Yeah.
But there's actually no point in me shaking the milk when I take it out of the fridge anymore, is there?
No, because it's not, no, that's more to do, I think, the on-farm cooling, which I suppose is an improvement. Milk is cooled on the farm now before it's ever collected by the dairy, so it's agitated all the while it's cooling, so the cream is never settles on the top like years ago, where you just go into a bucket and let's settle where all the cream would accumulate in the top and the rest of the constituents would be down the bottom. So that's,
yeah, but I was talking to Joe Connell about this, and he was saying to me that that's the whole process is called, when you see homogenised milk, that's exactly what it is, to take the fat out of it.
They do extract some of the fat, yeah, that's true, yeah. And I suppose that distributes the rest of the constituents evenly throughout the whole bottle of milk. It's like everything, you know.
Yeah. So what's low-fat milk?
Basically, low-fat milk is less butter fat in the milk. There's more the cream going out of it.
Somebody said to me it's just watered-down milk. At least it tastes
like
that.
Well, it's not watered-down. I wouldn't be fair to say it's watered-down. It's less milk is there, cream extracted from it. There's more cream taken out of the whole milk, I suppose.
And what's super milk then?
Super milk, as I believe it, there's more vitamins or more whatever. Huh? Suppose they added into it.
They added it. It doesn't come from the cow.
No, it's the same milk from the cow.
And a quick one for you, Jim, while I have you here. When you have a cow on your farm, and I'm going to make this really, really simple. You have a cow on your farm, it's got udders. You put a machine to that, it sucks the milk out of there, theoretically.
Yes.
What happens then? How does it get into the carton and onto the shelf? What's the bit in the middle?
Well, it comes out, the udder goes into the farmer's own storage on the farm, bulk tank, refrigerated bulk tank. It's collected then by the dairies, by a mobile bulk tank. The lorries, you see them going down the roads, and then it's brought straight to the dairy, where it's pasteurised.
Yeah.
And put into the cartons, as you said, the containers.
Excellent stuff. Jim, have you contact details if anybody wants to get in touch or ask you any more questions, or is it a case of that they just go to the Dublin Milk Producers and find you there? Or?
Yeah, I have a phone number there, okay, but sure you can...
Yeah, we won't give it out over the internet.
No.
But anybody's looking for more details, I'll throw this up on the website, as always, www.donaghanlandscaping.com, and it'd be interesting to get your comments and your feedback on this one. Jim, thanks very much, mate. Really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Peter.